We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Sooner football has been brought to you by Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football, and by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Now, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Quick snap back to pass, Kyler. Looking middle, throws deep near sideline, wide open, Lee Morris, 25 to the 20, and he dives forward to the 16-yard line. It is over in Norman, and the Sooners have won it tonight. Final score, Sooners 55, Kansas Jayhawks 40. Sooner fans, be sure to catch Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, every Thursday, 7 p.m. on the Sooner Sports Radio Network and Sooner Sports TV. Coach Merv, we start with you. A reaction to tonight's game?
If you consider the offense and what they did, they had did not punt. They had two turnovers, which is not like them. Everything else was a touchdown. That's amazing. That is amazing. Defense, I thought, struggled early and then settled in pretty good. They had one rabbit they couldn't catch, and I think other people will have a problem with him too. But I think once they kind of got everything settled down, and even though there's too many points, they played a whole lot better. And obviously we didn't see a whole lot of our kicking game, but at any rate, I thought the offense would have a harder time from watching the last two or three games of getting these drives for touchdowns. And that's good and sound.
Ted?
Well, offensively, it's unfortunate. I mean, it's what we expect from this team. And I was saying unfortunately is because there's no margin for error. You know, they score 7 touchdowns on 9 drives. 2 turnovers, which isn't good, but you know that's kind of what they have to do. Even against a 3-win Kansas team, they have to be nearly perfect because we give up 40 points, the highest number that Kansas has put up against a Big 12 team in probably years. So I mean that's just kind of where we're at right now. The offense has no margin for error. They're going to have to go in and week in, week out, be nearly perfect to get victories. So, you know, defensively, just moving forward, what I'd like to see is if we're going to give up 40, if we're going to give up, you know, like we did against Tech and against Oklahoma State, that's probably going to be the same thing you're going to see against West Virginia, right? So to expect something other than that is probably not right. What I'd like to see them do is knowing you're going to give up yards and points, force some turnovers. Take some risks. Pressure. Add pressure. Blitz. Blitz during rundowns to try and create negative plays. You know, if your standard defense that you're calling isn't yielding any big plays, you got to change it up. And it's easy. Guys love running blitzes. Those are easy. You know, try and dial up the intensity out there. Yeah, you're putting some at risk, but we just gave up 40 to Kansas, over 500 yards, you know, 524 yards, 350 on the ground. So if it were me, knowing my personnel, knowing where we are at this time of the year, I would dial up the risk-reward factor and try and create some big turnovers.
Sooners win at 55-40. Rufus Alexander has joined us in the booth. We'll get his thoughts when we come back. The Big 12 championship game scenarios are quite simple now. We'll run through those with you coming up, and our postgame thoughts of Lincoln Riley straight ahead as well. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 405-246-0169. That's 246-0169. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
Laird Hammond's Laird Law Firm presents the Franchise Coach of the Month.
Respect what it is we're doing here, guys. Nice job, fellas.
Coaches are leaders in our community on and off the field. Each month, the Franchise and Laird Hammond's Laird will select a deserving coach from our list of nominated coaches and present them with a $500 check. To nominate a coach that you feel deserves to be recognized, go to thefranchiseok.com. Look for the Coach of the Month icon, and in 500 words or less, tell us about your nominee.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
Hey Sooner fans, Brent Swedley here. You know, before, during, and after a game, you have many restaurant options to choose from. Here at Swedley's, my family and I want to say thank you for continuing to choose us. We're fresh, we're local, and we're world famous. So come check out one of our 7 locations today, and be sure to come see us right here at the stadium during the game. We are Swedley's World Famous Barbecue, where faith, family, and Sooners come together.
Proud sponsor of OU Athletics.
Ladies, it's not just about pink. It's about your health. Early detection saves lives. Let's do this together. Let's take control of our breast health. Let's be an example for our daughters, our sisters, and our friends. Breast Health Network has 4 metro locations, plus they're open on Saturdays. It's not just about pink. It's about your health. Schedule your mammogram at Breast Health Network at OU Medicine today. Learn more at notaboutpink.us.
How much do you use your debit card? Every day? 10 times a day? You need an account that pays you back real money every time you swipe your card. That's Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. You swipe your debit card and earn real money every time. Pay Me Checking, exclusively from Communication Federal. Go to comfedcu.org for details. Direct deposit of $500 per month and e-statements required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Meyer and Hall, that wing formation Teddy's talking about, stacked to the right end of the line. Pistol look, in motion Hollywood. Snap to Kyler. He'll run it. Option left. He'll keep it himself. QB1 into the end zone. Touchdown. A little shimmy shake at the 10 for Kyler Murray. 55-40, Sooners win it tonight. This is the postgame show. Take 5 Oil Change is a sponsor of Sooner Football. An oil change so fast you don't even have to get out of your car. Well, Texas is about to close out Iowa State. It's 24-10 with 40 seconds to go. And obviously, West Virginia lost earlier today to OSU. The Sooners win here tonight. So here's the Big 12 championship game scenarios as Rufus Alexander joins us in the booth now. It's quite simple at this point. If Texas beats Kansas next week in Austin, they are in the Big 12 championship game. And they will face the winner of the OU West Virginia game. So we will either have OU Texas or West Virginia Texas, as long as Texas takes care of Kansas next week in Austin. Basically, it's a play-in game now in Morgantown on Friday night. And either one of those games, either OU Texas or West Virginia Texas, is going to be a rematch of a humdinger of a regular season game. The one we saw in the Cotton Bowl or the 42-41 game that Texas won on the two-point conversion last week. So that's what we know. Rufus, first, before we talk about that, your thoughts on this game here tonight.
Man, a lot of what Teddy said, I mean, you watch a game where offensively they continue to do what they've been doing. I mean, Kennedy Brooks came in and had to get all the carries tonight with Trey Sermon going down early. Gave you 175 yards of rushing. Kyler Murray, I mean, what more can you say? What more can he do? Ran a long touchdown, threw for touchdowns. The kid is amazing. I mean, I think OU should have a back-to-back Heisman Trophy winner. Defensively, man, I don't know where to start, what to say. We got the win. They settled in for a little bit, but, you know, they get some momentum and to put your foot down on somebody's throat, and they get a block punt, a nice three and out block punt, and then they come back and just let the guys drive right down the field. It's like they lose focus at some point, and it's just, you know, a lot of guys, they're not playing together as a team. They're playing a lot for themselves and stuff. You can see it. You watch it on the field, and it's something they got to have to get together and start playing together. And I don't know if they can do it this late in the season, but I'm with Teddy. You either got to start taking some chances and make them throw the ball faster or whatever. But what Ted was saying, if you look at it on the field, they blitz, and the person that's supposed to get the running back in the blitz formation, the guy ends up wide open outside. They don't have no recognition. They got pick route a few times, and they were man-to-man, and the running back's out there flaring out, and the guy that's supposed to have the running back gets picked, and the guy that's playing the guy that's picking don't go to the running back and help his guy out. So, I don't mean, it's either death by a thousand cuts or death by one big blow, and I don't know which one I'd rather, but it was kind of hard to watch and watch KU put up. I mean, Puka Williams, 15 carries, 50-something yards. Is wow. That guy was – he was hard to catch. He was hard to keep bottled up, and he was just doing whatever he wanted to do out there running the ball. It tells by the carries and the yards he's had per carry. I mean, it was just – it was hard to kind of stomach again.
I feel so bad for Rue. It's like every postgame show.
It's hard,
OU's
man.
10-1, and every postgame show you come in here and you look like you've been backed over by a truck because it's so hard to watch what the defense is doing out there.
I mean,
you can't enjoy a 10-1 season.
I love what the offense is doing, but, man, being a defender is just so hard to just sit there and watch it just – And it's
I'm with you.
He's easy, angry because it's easy
stuff. It's easy stuff.
It's easy.
It's easy. That's what
it's wide open tackles. It's unblocked guys not being able to make plays.
It's guys not understanding leverage and where the run is coming. It's just like simple stuff. And it's like, man, they have it. Like par for the course. I mean, Curtis Bolton have a guy back tackled for a 1 yard loss, and he's swinging the guy around in the circle and trying to throw him down and swinging him around, and he just lets him go. It's things like it drives you absolutely insane, and it's like a 3rd and 13. Linebacker jumps up on a 2 yard route, and they complete the pass right behind him, right where he vacated. It's stuff that I would get, and we used to get killed for, and it just happens over and over again. That's why it's so frustrating to come up to the booth and get on, because it's hard to watch these guys do this, and it just keeps on happening, and they got to get it fixed. Because they have a championship team, and all you have to do is just be serviceable on the defensive side, and they're just not doing it. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. They leave everybody in a game, and that's what's kind of hurting, because you know they can shut down teams, and all they got to do is take care of the little things, and they just don't do it over and over and over and over and over, and you just kind of sit there like, oh, my gosh, there's no way we can be – like this, be so far down defensively as we are right now, and it just continues to happen. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
Here's a statistical illustration of what you're talking about. Kansas scored 40 points on OU tonight. In the previous five games against OU, Kansas scored a total of 39 points. So they scored more tonight than in their five previous games combined against OU. 55-40 the final. We'll pick it up where we left it off when we come back. Lincoln Riley's postgame thoughts coming up. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
A wedding is a beautiful thing, as long as it doesn't fall on a Saturday during college football season. Those Saturdays are reserved for the union of two rivals, a celebration of fans coming together to trash talk one another. At Buffalo Wild Wings, we believe that a wedding planner needs to own a football calendar, and our bars are full of beer-drinking, wing-eating fans who agree with us. Unless you're secretly trying to cut down your guest list, then kudos on the great strategy. Buffalo Wild Wings, escape to football. Please drink responsibly.
As a proud sponsor of Sooner Football, Jana King has the playbook to handle all your commercial cleaning needs. From office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels, Jana King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Jana King of Oklahoma City today at 405-943-5464. That's 405-943-5464. Or visit us at janaking.com.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma Sooners, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you. Because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Boomer Sooner.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
I'm going to read the Bud Light card.
Three wide receivers set. Sooners going right to left here in the second quarter. Murray's got it. Play action. Back to pass. Looking end zone. Lob it end zone. Wide open. Carson Meyer. It's a touchdown.
This is the Bud Light postgame show. Official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics. Reminding you to enjoy responsibly.
Sooner fans, text OU tickets to 99000 now to receive more information on 2019 football season tickets and be a part of the new OU tickets texting system, where you will receive ticketing updates, availabilities, promotions, and special discounts for all OU sports. OU wins 55-40 tonight. Sooners are headed to Morgantown. Winner of that game will be in the Big 12 championship, most likely against Texas. Teddy Lehman, Merv Johnson, Rufus Alexander all with me. I'm going to start to take a look at the stats. We'll jump in when we've got Lincoln Riley. You guys jump in when you hear something that jumps out at you. It's a lot of jumping going on. Sooners tonight go for 294 on the ground, 272 through the air, ever so close to a fourth straight 300-300 game. 72 plays, 566 yards of offense. Kansas runs for 348 tonight. 176 through the air.
They ran 64 plays for 524. I don't know that a team has run that effective. Now, I mean,
West
Army
Virginia
had
2 years ago ran right. for like three. Crawford had over 300 yards on us. He never scored a touchdown, though, and we just killed him.
This year, for the most part, they've been good on the ground, bad through the air, for the most part. And the rushing yards they've given up have been kind of Ellinger and Army, you know, 3, 5, right. 6 yards at a time. Tonight, boy, they could not get a hold of Puka. How good was Puka field level?
I mean, he was lightning quick. I mean, he got in and out of gaps. And when he got through to the second level, I mean, he was every bit as advertised. He's fast. He was elusive. He was hard to bring down for a little guy. He's not a big guy. But, I mean, when he got through the hole, he ran hard. And he was so he was so deceptive in how he moved through the hole. He was patient. And then whenever he hit the hole, it was a burst of speed, and it was gone. He was out the gate. And you couldn't take him down with an arm tackle. And it's just, OU just wasn't making him declare gaps at all. They kind of stayed flat through the whole entire time, and he just would find the easy seam. And that's what I think what really overall kind of hurt OU in the run game. They stayed flat and ran sideways with the run instead of hit it and make him declare and cut now. And the way they got movement on the defensive line, and then a linebacker and a defensive line would end up being in the same gap, and he would cut through the hole, and it was off to daylight into the secondary.
Let's hit pause right there, and let's go down to the locker room. Chris Plank with Lincoln Riley.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. Here with Lincoln Riley as we close the door on the Palace for another year. Coach, 7-0 at home. Congratulations on the win. How you feel afterwards?
Yeah, no, that was important to us, certainly. We're always happy to win, and that was a big deal to this team. You know, we weren't able to do that last year, and to be able to win all these here was important to us. To be able to send our seniors out with another win was certainly important to us, so I'm certainly happy we got that done.
Kyler Murray, just another night of spectacular individual plays, throws using his legs. Just how special is he as a football player?
Yeah, he's playing well, no doubt. He you know, he's making the plays he should, and then, you know, the couple of times that we don't protect good or this or that, he's able to make some good things happen or get you out of some bad situations. So he's handling it well. Yeah, I thought he played well tonight.
You know, obviously, it's kind of crazy to see your numbers at running back and then to have the guy step up the way they have, Kennedy Brooks, tonight. I mean, what a job. Averaging close to 9 yards per carry. He's done a great job, too.
Yeah, Kennedy was awesome. You know, we had one tailback. You know, so he needed to be awesome. He was. He was really, really good for us. Made a lot of guys miss in the open field. Just kind of – I was really proud of how he responded after that first fumble. You know, some young guys, you lose that first one down there. It's the first one he's lost in his career. First fumble we've had in a long, long time. And for him to bounce back and play the way he did speaks a lot.
Obviously didn't play the way you wanted to play defensively. Gave up a lot of yards, gave up a lot of points. But still, you got one game in Morgantown to go play for a Big 12 championship. How do you keep these guys on the defensive side of the ball positive?
Well, it's like we take some steps. I thought we, you know, really covered and played, you know, a lot better as far as the defending the pass today. And then, you know, we didn't tackle well at all. I mean, let's just say what it was. I mean, you know, we have really done a good job against the run all season. That's been a strength of ours. And today we weren't good enough against it. We missed numerous open field tackles. And you do that against an explosive runner like we said that their kid was, and you're going to be in trouble. And so, you know, we got to make tackles. We had plenty of times to get them at the line of scrimmage where we let them out, and then secondary guys got to be able to clean those up and make them a 7, 8, 9, even 10-yard run. But we have to tackle better. I mean, plain and simple, we cannot tackle like that and expect to win big games.
Challenges of a short week, or you guys got a good plan going forward for next week?
Well, there's challenges, but no, it's something we've planned for, made some adjustments in our schedule this week to account for it, and so hey, no excuses. Last game of the year, a lot riding on it, on the road, just like we like it, so we got to be ready.
Congrats on the win, Coach. Good luck next week.
All right, thank you, guys.
Here's our postgame interview with Lincoln Riley. Sooner fans, be sure to catch Sooner Football 2018 with Lincoln Riley, presented by Integris Heart Hospital. You can log on to Soonersports.com for airtimes on Sooner Sports TV. We'll take a break. Continue to take a look at the final stats and hear the thoughts of the victorious Sooners when we come back. 55-40 the final tonight in Norman. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Bad things happen. It's part of the game. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. When you turn to the courts to right a wrong in your life, choose a team that won't fumble your case. From personal injury to family law to criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird has the right game plan.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Pizza Hut has complete coverage for your game day needs. For your tailgate or watch party, feed your team with one of Pizza Hut's big dinner boxes for only $19.99. Start with two oven-fresh medium one-topping pizzas. Then add either five breadsticks or your choice of pasta or delicious wings. Or go wild and add a third medium one-topping pizza. Remember, when the Sooners win, you win with buy one, get one large free pizza on Sunday and Monday following the game using online code SoonersWin. Get more details at Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
What does dinner time sound like in your home? A little slicing? A little sautéing? How about a little saving? When you cook with an energy-efficient natural gas range, you'll save time and money, making dinner time better spent. Better performance with superior temperature control and better savings with lower energy bills and up to $200 in rebates. Make dinner time better spent. Visit OklahomaNaturalGas.com/rebates.
I'm Leslie. Our youngest daughter, Ella, was diagnosed with epilepsy when she was 5. Ella was having up to 200 seizures a day. We spent years traveling across the U.S. to meet with epilepsy neurologists to find the right treatment for Ella. With the support of these professionals, in January, we added Colorado Cure CBD oil from CBD Plus USA to her daily medications. Today, Ella is a thriving 12-year-old and now seizure-free. If you or someone you love would like to know more information on the health benefits of CBD, I hope you will go to CBDPlusUSA.com to find a location near you.
Live in concert. The Showplace Theatre at Riverwind, Saturday, December 29th. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. The EP, Thanks for Everything, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
Hey, Jason, I keep hearing about Air Comfort Solutions' Energy Savings Agreement. Talk to me about that.
Well, Gary, it's pretty simple. Those who have signed up for an Energy Savings Agreement have access to 2 tune-ups a year, a 1-inch air filter, 2 maintenance visits each year, priority customer same-day service, no waiting, and 15% discount on any repairs.
I got to tell you, that sounds like an amazing deal. Write it down. How do I sign up?
All you have to do is call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740 and ask about our Energy Savings Agreement.
Snap on 2nd and 9. Play action. Kyler in the pocket under pressure. Dancing. Flushed out to the left. Trying to look for somebody downfield. Scrambles back to the right. Throws late for Hollywood. He caught it at the 40. He circles around. Comes midfield. Took for 35 and he's tackled. It's going to be a first down. And that was glorious.
55-40. Sooners win it tonight. Nissan knows game day is all about the game-winning drive. So Rogue has available technologies that'll help make the day's best drive getting to the stadium. Nissan's a proud supporter of college athletics. Kyler had a couple of more pretty special moments tonight. That was one of them. That's the play where he ran around in circles for about 20 seconds and found Hollywood, and then Hollywood decided to run around in circles for a while, and they ended up getting 10 yards and a first down out of it. The other one we'll hear later, I'm sure, with a 75-yard run into the south end zone. That was pretty amazing. Let's go back downstairs now to Chris Plank.
Tubby's final game at Owen Field, Buzzy Bolton finished it with a touchdown. Now that ball, I mean, you had to be careful because it was kind of moving around a little bit, but you had a good eye on it. There was no doubt that you were going to scoop and score on that, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not after the first one, I told myself, if the ball on the ground, I'm not falling on it no more. I'm picking it up, and, you know, I like to think of myself having sticky fingers. I know I dropped a pick this year, but, you know, I just seen, man, Braden had a great block. You know, shit, Lord just blessed me because I seem to be in the right place at the right time.
How do you keep positive energy whenever things don't go your way defensively? You and I have talked about this a lot this year. You kind of key it. I know some you want to make everything perfect. You're a perfectionist. How challenging is it sometimes out there, and how do you keep guys up?
You know, it's rough. You got to balance trying to coach guys up because if someone's not doing the right thing, they have to be told that. But at the same time, it's not it's not just dog cussing them out, because that's not doing anybody any good. That's how you lose confidence. That's not what good teammates do. You know, it's just trying to keep your emotions in check, because it gets frustrating when people start running all over you and start scoring. But you know, it's just that at that time it's the job of the people on the field and our coaches to just make sure everybody locks in and you know, forget it and drive on. And you know, it gets tougher and tougher throughout the game when it's just things keep going the way you don't want them to go, and it gets harder and harder to say Fado, Fado, Fado. But at the end of the day, looking back on it, that's how you have to play it, or it's never. You're not going to get any good. It's going to be worse off if you don't just put the pass behind you, put the bad plays behind you, and try to just focus on being out there and just put nothing but good tape on.
You know, Gabe has said this was his charge earlier. One more game against West Virginia, get a win, you get a rematch with Texas for the Big 12 championship game. Everything that you guys have is out in front of you. Is that? I mean, that's got to be a huge motivator, right?
You know, it is huge. Texas is our only loss this year. You know, I know we're excited to get back in that championship game, and but to be honest, I really don't care who we play in it. I'm just focused on going into Morgantown, coming out with a W, playing a lot better than we have. Just trying to lock in this week and make sure everybody stays locked in, so we're not in these shootouts. I get sick and tired of doing this every week, but you know, it's next week, trying to get that win next week so we can get in, and then whoever. If it's Texas, I could care less who's in the Big 12 championship. I'm just focused on getting that fourth ring.
Hey, final question. What's the key to improving tackling? Lincoln said we got to tackle better. What's the biggest key, Curtis?
Just want to. It's effort. It's not being lazy on plays. It's one thing. Everyone's talented at this level. It's one thing to make the plays when they come to you, make the plays that come to your gap. It's another thing to make the plays when you're on the backside, a backside DN, and they run a flare screen and he runs it down. You know, I like seeing stuff like that. It's just an effort thing, getting to the ball. You know, people are shifty, so there's a lot of technical things about it, but at the end of the day, it all starts with effort, and just effort, getting to the ball and getting to the ball under control. And that's where the technique comes. You got to have the effort to get to the ball, and then you have to have the technique to not just throw yourself at him, because it's the easiest thing to do. When you get there, you just want to get him on the ground. You've run for so long, you just want to throw yourself at him and hope he goes down. But you got to take that out of your head and really tell yourself, break down and wrap up and just hit him violently. Just trying to balance the effort and the fundamentals in both. But I feel like those are the two most important things to go into tackling.
Congrats on the win, man. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Always interesting to hear the thoughts of Curtis Bolton. Coach, the defense going forward, they got a huge game Friday, hopefully one or two, three more after that. What hope can you provide for them finding something down the stretch here that can help them out?
Not having a running back like that team we played tonight. That cat, he came within 8 or 10 yards of having half of their offense. They threw a freak out there on us that hadn't really done it this year. And I think that before we, you know, slice our wrists, we need to remember that cat's pretty special. Again, we're going to have to you know, stiffen up for the run, because if they're having success with the run, and they're going to have success with the pass. And some way, somehow, if we can get a little stiffer on the runs, I think maybe that we become stiffer on the passes. But I don't think they can change formations. I don't think they can find any new pass rushers. I think they did better tonight than they have some other nights, and maybe they're on their way, but we're running into a big team next week. I know that.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Rufus and Teddy, same question for you when we come back. We've got Carson Meyer coming up, Kenneth Murray coming up as well. Sooners win at 55-40. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
At At Landers Auto Group of Norman, we never underestimate the heart of a champion because we know what it takes to be one of the best. Hard work, time, the drive to compete, the will to win. Whether you're in a dealership or on the football field, you've got a job to do. And no matter what, you get it done. So get ready, Sooner Nation, because here we go. Landers Auto Group of Norman, driving tradition, proud partner of Sooner Athletics.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Hallmarks of Sooner football have always been drive, determination, and winning the right way. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. We practice those same winning traditions in the courtroom working for you. For personal injury, workers' comp, family law, or criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird is your championship team.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
You know, I know Oklahoma weather, and I know it can escalate quickly. Gary England here with my buddy Jason White, and we're here to tell you about the importance of preparing your home for whatever weather this state throws at us.
Let me tell you something, Gary. Air Comfort Solutions is a full-service heating and air company with techs ready to help you if your system goes out.
Right on. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a fantastic deal.
Call Air Comfort Solutions, 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
Here we go, friends. It's Steve with Backstage Limo. Wedding times, rehearsals, dinners, venue, all set. Oh no, we need transportation. No worries. Let us create the stress-free atmosphere to end the event that begins your life together. We have free airport transfer the next day with a four-hour booking. Backstage Limo. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, 405-590-2452. BackstageLimo.net. 405-590-2452.
You've reached the voicemail of Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron, my man, it's your favorite sports agent, Gabe. Listen, I may have ever so slightly dinged your side mirror pulling out of your driveway. Give me a shout. Bad news, your side mirror is broken. Good news, the other dents are so bad you won't even notice the mirror. Ciao.
Hey, Aaron, Patrick with State Farm here. Sounds like we have ourselves another Gabe situation. No worries, though. State Farm's got you covered.
For agents who are there for you, go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Second and goal from the seven. Calcaterra in motion. Kyler, handoff, Brooks on the left side to the five, to the two, steps out into the end zone. It's a touchdown. 7-yard touchdown run, Kennedy Brooks.
You're listening to the Bud Light Postgame Show, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly.
OU students live on campus in the most convenient housing with the best location and the most floor plans. Live OU. Go to ou.edu/liveOU and sign up for more information. Before we go back downstairs for more audio, Sooners win at 55-40 tonight. Rufus, I'll ask you the same question I asked Coach. Got a big game coming up Friday, hopefully one or two more after that. Give me some hope you can provide for this defense going forward that they can still be better. You don't have to.
You've seen this defense at times. They've responded in certain games whenever it was when they had some challenges in last year, and they've responded. I think they can respond, but they have to tackle. They have to do all the things that we've said all year, and it's things that they can do, and hopefully they respond in a big way. I think if you can muster up some stops where you give them three or four stops. And I'm not saying they're not capable of doing it, because they've shown some capability, and they some show sometimes where they just kind of have to don't want to and not and don't do it. But if they come in that game and give Kyler Murray three or four stops and OU can gain a little bit of separation, they can pull away in this game. West Virginia is going to give up some shots, and OU is going to have some opportunities to stop them. So they just have to come in there, play, and make the stops when they can, make the plays when they can. They're going to give up points, but I just think they have to come out there and just continue to plug along and try to make some stops here and there. And that's the only chance. I give them a chance because of their offense. But I'm not saying the defense is going to win the game for them. I just say they have to make a stop here or there, and they can win the game and keep it close. That's the only way I see them winning this game.
Teddy?
I mean, defensively, moving forward, how do you get better? I mean, we're not going to show up and just shut someone out. I think that's gone this year. But my hope with this team is what we've seen at times this year and at times last year, they can get stops whenever we absolutely have to have them. When the game is on the line, they've been able to get stops, force critical game-ending turnovers, stop two-point conversions. You know, in ugly football games, they've been able to get stops that win the thing and get off the field. Last year at Oklahoma State, in basically a tennis match, we're able to get a stop after Baker throws an interception. It looks like we're going to lose that football game the way we played all day, and we get a stop and win the football game. You know, we saw it last year against Baylor. We've seen it this season whenever our defense has not played well, that they get a stop whenever we absolutely have to have it. So that's my hope, is that offensively we don't have an off night. If we have an off night, we're in trouble. If we continue to do what we've done so far this year, and like I expect it, I think our defense is what you have to hope for, is that whenever they've got their backs against the wall, whenever the game is on the line, and at this point, the season is on the line, that they'll be able to get those stops, force those turnovers that they've been able to do the last 2 years.
Let's go back downstairs. Chris is with Kenneth Murray.
Toby here with Kenneth Murray. Kenneth, first and foremost, what was the message to keep guys on point and focus tonight?
You know, just continue to fight. You know, it's obvious we didn't play our best tonight. You know, tough things happen throughout the game, and you know, just letting guys know, continue to fight. Letting guys know, you know, that no matter what, you know, we're gonna figure it out. You know, we came out with a win tonight, so you know, it gives another opportunity to go in the week and try to get better. And you know, I'm looking forward to doing that.
Kenneth, how difficult it is? You guys have had so many guys, you know, in and out with injuries tonight. No Neville Gallimore, no Mark Jackson. How difficult it is that week in, week out, just having to insert different guys in those spots?
Yeah, obviously it's difficult, given those guys and their production. But at the end of the day, you know, when one guy goes down, that's no excuse. Somebody, you know, next man up, you know, next man got to step up. So, you know, I feel like tonight, you know, we had some guys down, you know, we had some guys step up. But at the end of the day, you know, we didn't play our best tonight, but I'm still proud of the fight that we had as a defense.
So now with the results today, you got one trip to Morgantown, West Virginia to go play in a Big 12 championship where your opponent would be Texas. How's that feel? You got one game.
You know, I'm you know, hearing that, you know, we get the opportunity to go play Texas, just, you know, adds more motivation. You know, to go out there in Morgantown to get the job done. So, you know, we're going to get back in the lab. We're going to start working, and we're going to get the job done next week.
Good luck, man.
Appreciate it.
Sooners win it tonight 55-40. Sooner football brought to you by Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money. We'll take a break. Back with more post-game reaction next. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
Hey, Sooner fans. Leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered. With hand-battered, cooked-to-order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. One love.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement, free to download at mercy.net/OUguide. It explains what joint replacement involves, so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OUguide and get back to living fully.
TNW Tire. Family owned and operated for 30 years.
T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Don't let winter storms stop your forward progress. Our Oklahoma Electric Cooperative starting linemen work hard to restore power during times of heavy ice and snow accumulation. But having a winter survival kit on hand is a smart idea. If an outage occurs, you should plan for an alternate heating source like a fireplace, propane space heater, or wood-burning stove. After all, the best offense is a strong defense. Your trusted energy advisor, Oklahoma Electric Cooperative.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Hey, OU fans, want to make your OU watch party extra special? Serve your guests Red River Ranch Angus Beef, Oklahoma's only certified tender beef. Whether you're having a cookout or a family meal at home, mouth-watering Red River Ranch Angus Beef has the great taste you'd expect from Oklahoma's own award-winning beef. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, official supermarket of Oklahoma football.
Good to be home.
Kyler looks back at the sidelines, makes some changes, motioning out to all the wide receivers. Four to snap it. Here comes Kansas. Big blitz up the middle. Kyler looks right, rolls right, directing traffic, scrambles to the edge. Going to try to run it. Track. Whoa, he's gone! Touchdown, Kyler Murray. 11 yards, and he takes it right to the ponies. That's your OG&E power play of the game tonight. OG&E power at the speed of life. Let's go downstairs. Chris Blank with Carson Meyer.
Thanks a lot, Toby. Here with a former Union Redskin. Now I guess you could say approaching being a former Sooner, but hopefully maybe as many as four games left for Carson Meyer. Congrats on the win tonight. How'd it feel out there for you tonight?
It was amazing, you know, being the last one here at Owen Stadium in front of those fans. It's an emotional one. My mom's already out there crying before the game. Sure, she was crying during, crying after. For me, It was great to go out on that note. You know, wins are tough in college football. It doesn't matter who you play. It was a fight till the end, and I'm really proud of our guys tonight.
Speaking of that, for you, it was a fight because you consistently waited for your opportunity, and now that you've got it, you've really excelled and found another level. How's that patience, or what has that process been like for you in just being patient and waiting?
You know, it hasn't always been easy being behind some guys that are – some of the greats here at OU, you know, Dimitri and Mark, those guys are two guys that have done really well for us. And I just kind of had to wait my turn, you know. I mean, I saw myself that I always thought that I was a pretty good player. And it was just unfortunate how it worked out, the timing of everything. And I, you know, a lot of it was behind the scenes work, getting extra workouts in when no one was looking, extra film work, stuff like that, just knowing that someday my time's going to come, and whenever I get that opportunity, I need to go make the most of it.
You know, and obviously going forward, everything that this team wants is out in front of it. And I know that, you know, Coach Riley said defense has to tackle better. A couple turnovers here tonight. But, Carson, as a leader, how do you feel about where this team overall is right now?
You know, we have some work to do, but I think we'll get it done. We need to play better complementary football, all three sides of the ball. Sometimes out there you'd see our defense will take over a little bit and kind of the offense will lag, or maybe the offense will take over the defense lag, and then you can't count out special teams. Tonight our special teams played exceptionally well, and I'm really proud of those guys for that. But, yeah, we have some stuff we need to work on. We'll get that done.
Final thought, can you take us through what it means for you to have a quarterback like Kyler that has the confidence in you, and then an offensive play caller to call, I mean, a double move last week, Carson? I mean, this is big-time stuff for a guy like you, right?
Yeah, it's incredible, especially watching Kyler on some of those plays, you know, third and long, nobody's open, what's going to happen, and all of a sudden turns into a 60-yard run. Stuff like that, it's just, you couldn't ask for anything better than that. I mean, me coming in here, having Baker Mayfield 1 year, Heisman winner, and then Kyler. I mean, he's up for the Heisman this year, and that's just incredible. It's a perfect situation, and it worked out great.
Hey, congrats on the win, man.
Appreciate it.
Carson Meyer, great story this year for this team, and another big moment for him tonight. Rufus, we got to let you go. Any final thoughts before we head out? We're not going to have you next week in Morgantown. That's a bummer.
I know, man, and I want to be there, and I kind of don't want to be there. I'm kind of in both ways for it because, I mean, if it's, you know, it's just going to be a stressful thing. And at the end of the day, when this season's over and all this stuff ends, we got a few more games left to play. But as we move forward, these guys got to really start taking a hard look in the mirror and saying, hey, there's plays that needs to be made. There's things that we need to do. We need to come together. They need to have a defensive-only meeting. They need to have one of those. And guys really need to come together and look themselves in the mirror and say, hey, look, for our lack of focus wherever it's at, we have to bring it all in. Until that happens, they're going to continue to struggle. But defensively, they have to come up with some kind of game in Morgantown. Have to come up with some kind of either you give up 3 points, you got to hold them to field goals, turnover somewhere. But this defense is going to have to show up in Morgantown because West Virginia can score with OU step for step. This may be the first offense that they'll play that can actually really score with them and kind of run away with the game if we fall into some kind of lag on defense, on offense. And Will Greer and that those receivers, those guys can absolutely flat out play. But I, as a Sooner, I'm not going to count us out because of our offense and what we have. And I still believe in our Sooner magic, and we can make it happen. So I'm still Sooner through and through. But, man, I don't envy you guys going to that game.
You're one slick.
Because it's going to be like a heart attack in the making, and I may throw my family's TV out the window. While I'm there, and they may get a little mad at me. I may throw my phone at the screen for sure.
Well, we're going to miss you, and I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And then we'll see you in Arlington.
Yes.
For the Big 12 championship game. How about that?
How about that? I believe we're going to be there.
All right, very good. Thanks for stopping by, Rufus.
Appreciate you.
Rufus Alexander, we'll take a break. More post-game reaction coming up. Sooners win it tonight, 55-40. Yep, that's right. Sooners win it tonight, 55-40. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 918-257-3813. That's 257-3813. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
Today at Whataburger, we're cooking the sweet and spicy bacon burger.
You can't beat it. It's hot, it's fresh.
The sweet and spicy bacon burger is my all-time favorite.
I love this burger. It's just perfect.
Two beef patties, two different types of cheese, caramelized onions. My favorite thing about this burger is the sweet and spicy pepper sauce and the bacon.
The sweet and spicy bacon burger is an all-time favorite at Whataburger.
That's happiness.
Football has been brought to you by OG&E, power at the speed of life. OU Extended Campus, degrees online, on campus, on your schedule. Become the tradition. And by Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com.
This is the Bud Light Post Game Show.
Kansas looks like they're bringing the house. Inside handoff. Brooks steps out of a tackle. Has the first down to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown. Kennedy Brooks. 13 yards. Sooner football brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Hey, Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points toward delicious rewards. Sooners went 55-40 tonight. Texas wins. Oklahoma State wins today. It was the best possible day for Texas. They were the least likely of the four teams to get into the Big 12 championship game when the day started. They are the most likely now. All Texas has to do is beat Kansas in Austin next weekend, and they're in. If Texas takes care of business, they will play the winner of the OU West Virginia game in Arlington in the Big 12 championship game on December 1st. Let's go back downstairs. Chris Plank, I think he's got Cody Ford.
All right, Toby, down here with Cody Ford. First and foremost, congrats on the win. How did it feel out there for you guys? Really dominating performance, moving the line of scrimmage.
It felt good. That's what we take pride in. That's our line of scrimmage, and we take the most pride in that. The win itself was great. Any win is great, especially for these seniors. The last one at home, undefeated at home this year, which is one of the goals, and we got the job done.
Hey, from that perspective, I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but can we revisit when it's really started to click? It's not as if this offensive line has ever struggled, but when did you guys find this other level?
Maybe after during camp, to be honest. Since day one, we knew that we were going to need each other. We were going to call each other. And we take pride in that. I mean, there's no situation where I feel like I'm out there alone. There's no situation where I feel like Bobby doesn't have my back or Creed or Drew or Ben. It's just going out there as one and working as one.
Yeah, and then obviously this team is in a good spot right now. All your goals are out in front of you. How do you feel overall about where this team is right now, Cody?
Feel very good. No doubt in my mind that we can get to where we want to get as long as we keep playing hard, keep trusting each other, and just keep dominating all three sides of the ball.
Hey, congrats on that, man.
Thank you.
Cody Ford, Coach Merv, I'd like to bring you in here. We talked about Carson Meyer being a great story this year. Cody Ford's another great story for this team this year. Moved to tackle. He's having a fantastic season and is – you know, really burst onto the radar of the NFL scouts, I think, this year.
Oh, I think he might. I hope he doesn't do it too quick. I need to see him come back one more year. You know, he broke an ankle, I think, or his leg 2 years ago and then played a little bit the next year. And he has really come on and willingly moved from guard to tackle. And I can't tell you which place he's the best at. I think he's very good at both of them.
Continue to take a look at the final stats here. Individual numbers tonight, Kyler Murray, 21 of 32, 272 yards, two touchdowns, one pick. On the ground, Kennedy Brooks, 25 carries, 171 yards, two touchdowns, 6.8 average tonight. That's going to hurt his yearly total. Kyler Murray, 8 carries, 99 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground. Of course, he had the 75-yard sprint. Marquise Brown, 6 catches, 65 yards. I thought he looked pretty spry tonight, Teddy. He had that play where it looked like maybe he re-hurt his leg, but I didn't see as much limping and cruising out of bounds from him tonight.
No, I agree. From the very start of the game, he looked like he was flying around and had that extra gear that he's typically had, which is good because we need that down this stretch run. I know the offensive numbers have been huge, but this team is not at their best if you don't have 100% Marquise Brown.
CeeDee Lamb, 5 catches, 52 yards. Carson Meyer, 3 for 49 and a touchdown. Grant Calcaterra, 3 for 46 and a touchdown. Curtis Bolton, the leading tackler tonight with 10. Kenneth Murray had 9. For Kansas, Peyton Bender, their quarterback, goes 19 of 27, 167 yards passing. Puka Williams threw one pass for a touchdown. It was a 9-yarder. On the ground, Puka, 15 carries, 252 yards, two touchdowns. Khalil Herbert, 15 carries, 64 yards, two touchdowns. Steven Sims, their leading receiver, 6 catches, 49 yards. Sooners did a pretty good job keeping him in check tonight. Booker, 5 catches, 58 yards and a score. And Joe Dineen, the Big 12's leading tackler, was Kansas' leading tackler tonight. He had 14. Our final stats brought to you by Taco Mayo. Taco Mayo, fresh ingredients. Fresh Mex, fresh ingredients. Built to order. We'll take a break. Back down to the locker room for more postgame next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGE Together.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Three Doors Down Acoustic. The Back Porch Jam. But it's not my time. I'm not going. A very special night live like you've never seen them before. Saturday, February 16th, the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. Three Doors Down Acoustic, the Back Porch Jam.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
If you purchase nachos anywhere but Taco Mayo, you may be suffering from soggy chip syndrome. Look for these telltale symptoms. Gleefully gobbling nachos the consistency of a wet noodle. Literally drinking tortilla chips through a straw. And a dreadful case of crunch envy.
Hey, come on, man.
If you've been exposed to soggy chip syndrome, relief is here. Introducing the Big Dipper from Taco Mayo. Seven heavenly layers of dip with a side of crispy, crunchy chips. Queso, tomato, sour cream, cheddar jack cheese, and jalapenos piled atop a mountain of refried beans and seasoned beef. Your chips stay high and dry on the side, so they don't sag and drag. If you've had it with flippity, flappity nachos, treat your taste buds to the glory of the Big Dipper. Now just $4.49. Crunchier, munchier, the Big Dipper from Taco Mayo. My, oh my.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, Sooner Football has been brought to you by MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa debit and credit card. State Farm, talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM. And by Taco Mayo, fresh ingredients built to order. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. You can send your questions to AskSooners at OU.edu or tweet them to at OU on the air. It's time to talk Sooner football.
Four wide receivers set on second and 10. Kyler's going to run it himself up the middle. He's got room to the 30. First down, 35, outside 40. Watch out! He's in the open field, blazing down the far sideline. 20, 15, track, wall. Kyler knows he's gone. 75-yard touchdown run for QB1. Oh, mama! And that is your Pizza Hut delivery of the game, as Chris Plank delivers pizza to the booth. When OU wins, you win free pizza. Visit Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut for more details. I don't know if that was, you know, whether it be Kyler's Heisman moment or not. I think Tua had a pretty good day today as well. But that will definitely make the highlight reel for the season.
Boy, there's no doubt about that. I don't know, man. I think for the longest time this season, the narrative was that, well, look how good Alabama is now that they've got a quarterback. Tua's unbelievable. The Heisman Trophy's his. I don't know that that's the case. I mean, maybe it's me just being around the Big 12, but I feel like there's a bit of a narrative change in Kyler Murray's favor. And he continues to go out and surprise. You don't see a whole lot of highlight plays with Tua. You know, you see wins. You see big wins by Alabama. They put a ton of points up on the board. He makes some great throws down the field. But, like, stuff like we witnessed tonight by Kyler, you don't see that with Tua. So I think he's getting some votes that way. He's still an underdog. I still think Tua's the favorite. But with this showdown in West Virginia, a rematch against Texas, possibly in the Big 12 if we win, I don't think this thing is just said and done that Tua's getting the Heisman Trophy. And that's been the narrative pretty much all season. I feel better about it now with Kyler than I ever have.
Think about your Mid-First Bank players of the game tonight, Coach and Teddy. And while we do, let's go down and hear from Kennedy Brooks. He was asked if the running back's room is lonely now.
Nah, it's not really concerning because I know they're going to be back. They're going to be and come back even better. So I'm not worried about it. They do what they can to recover and get back, and they're going to ball out once they do. So,
can you kind of take us through the confidence it showed that your coaches showed in you after the first fumble, and then you personally to come back and then possess the ball the way you did, protect it the way you did, and then run the ball the way you did? You didn't let that get to you, did you?
They all kept telling me, keep going, man. So the game's early. You got a lot of game left, so just keep trucking, and that's what I did, man. I believed in them, they believed in me, so.
Elements an issue tonight at all? How'd you handle the cold?
I play in the cold. It's nothing new. You know, I'm from Texas, so at this time of the year, you're eventually going to play in the cold, so it's going to happen.
Hey, final quick thought, that offensive line, man. Can we give them enough kudos for the job they've done?
Man, they did amazing. We got the best offensive line in the country. I'm so happy I can run behind them. Oh, man, they make my job so much easier. I love them.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Career high tonight for Kennedy Brooks. He goes for 171 yards, two more touchdowns. Brooks now on the year. Teddy's got 11 touchdowns on the year. Start of the year, off the radar. It's kind of the Rodney Anderson story from a year ago. Not quite as dramatic, but Kennedy Brooks was buried on the depth chart for a large chunk of this year, and now all of a sudden, man, he's a star is born.
No, and what a night by him playing – pretty much every snap of the football game, 25 carries, 175 yards, two touchdowns, really impressive. His yards per carry is just ridiculous right now. And, I will say this. There's a common thread here whenever we just say, man, this carousel of running backs is fantastic. I agree it is, but this offensive line is the real reason why all these guys run like they do. Our offensive line is just – it's insane. Bill Beatenbow is doing too good of a job because all of his guys are going to be going pro too early. I mean, that's the problem we're going to be faced with.
That's a pretty good sales pitch to incoming recruits.
I know. We're not going to be able to keep any of these guys on campus.
All right, time for our Mid-First Bank player of the game tonight. Coach, who you got?
I go with the quarterback again. I don't know how you could not do it with him.
Kyler Murray, 5 total touchdowns tonight. You just said he made a strong case for the Heisman again tonight. Is that your pick?
I mean, I got no problem with Kyler Murray. You could hand him the player of the game every night. If you need a second option, Kennedy Brooks coming in and doing a workman-like game, 25 carries, a lot of good, tough snaps in there, you could also give it to him.
MidFirst Bank is a premier partner of OU Athletics and your exclusive home for the OU debit and credit card. Visit midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank is true to your money. We'll take a quick break. I'm going to let Chris Plank captain the next segment as we wind it down here on the Sooner Radio Pro Game Show. 55-40, Sooners beat Kansas. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
Oh, how can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
They do. I'm one happy camper.
Maybe that's the reason so many people come to Shelter for their car insurance. We have great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. To find an agent near you, go to shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Case & Associates welcomes a new addition to the family, Stonehorse Crossing, our new luxury apartment community, now pre-leasing. You can lease today and receive $1,000. It features two different styles and includes designer-inspired amenities, plus a resort-style pool, 24-hour fitness center, grill and chill areas, and a dog park for the furry friends. Don't wait. Call today. Check out the brand-new Stonehorse Crossing, just north of Quail Springs Mall in OKC.
The legendary steel brand in your hands for less than $200. That's awesome.
Real power, real value. That's real steel. Right now, save $60 on the MS-250. Now only $299.99. Get to your steel dealer today. Visit steeldealers.com. All prices DSRP. Available at participating dealers.
STEM education is fundamental to growing Oklahoma's future economy, and Devon is proud to partner with the University of Oklahoma and the OU Innovation Hub to inspire our next generation of leaders. Encouraging their ingenuity will help us shape our future and improve our way of life. Devon Energy. Commitment runs deep.
Everywhere you go, your health is connected to you, so it's important to choose the right health insurance provider. Whether you need coverage for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. When you choose Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, you can focus on what really matters in life. Go with Blue.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
This will be the third punt of the night for Kyle Thompson. Snaps back. Sooners coming after it. Got it up. Blocked. It's blocked. Bouncing around at the 10. Scooped up by Buzzy, and he's going to score. It's a touchdown.
He's got two of those this year, right? He's always in the right place on special teams.
Braden Willis blocked it. Curtis Bolton scooped and scored.
You're listening to the Bud Light Postgame Show, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly.
Oklahoma wins it tonight by a final score of 55-40 over Kansas. They are 10-1 now on the regular season, and a win next week against West Virginia could set up a rematch with Texas in the Big 12 championship game. But for now, all eyes on the defense after the challenging performance this evening. You heard Coach Riley earlier. We caught up with Tim Kish down in the locker room moments ago and asked him kind of how you keep spirits up, how you try to keep the energy high for these, not just inside backers, but this defense as a whole.
Yeah, it's been challenging. I mean, there comes a point where, the call is not really the answer. So as much as we want to, look at trying to fix minor problems that really have become major problems, boils down to, playing with great fundamentals and tackling. And I didn't think we did a very good job of that tonight.
Yeah, Coach actually had said earlier he felt like it was one of the more challenging tackling nights you had had. So what's the key then to getting back in the lab and fixing that going forward for you, Coach?
Well, first and foremost, we just got to play with better fundamentals. I mean, we've been trying to not hit a whole lot because you get to a point at the end of the season, that you want to try to save, the good hits for the end, but we're not getting any hits. So, it's a mindset. It's a want to. It's our guys got to be more focused in their approach to the tackling techniques, and we got to be more aggressive. And I think the thing that's lacking right now is I'm not seeing 11 guys around the football like I did a few weeks ago. So that's disappointing.
Talk about that challenge playing 11-man football, the forget it and drive on. is that something where it's just the players have to take some responsibility here too, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's on us as coaches to make sure that they're playing that way, you know, that they're – That's why we're here, you know, to motivate them and get them playing hard. And you know, there does come a point where they're the ones out there on the field, and we can't make the tackles for them. So you know, we're trying to keep things as positive as we can, but you know, when it's black and white, and you know, we're all seeing the same thing, and you know, we just gotta tighten up the buckle and go out there and make sure we're taking care of business.
Let you go on this final thought. It is a challenge too whenever you lose some guys as well. No excuses, but Nevitt had been playing well inside. He was out, seeing Mark Jackson not being able to play. When you start losing bodies, it does hurt a little bit.
Yeah, we just, you know, you'd like to keep guys fresh, but there's some positions where we just can't afford to do that right now. And it's the end of the season. It's the same, you know, everybody's got the same issues. You know, you're going to be, the depth's going to be lacking a little bit for everybody at this point in the season. And you know, we just got to make sure that the guys that are out in the field are doing the job.
Congrats on the win, Coach. Good luck next week.
Thank you very much.
I don't think Tim Kish really cared too much about hearing congrats on the win outside of the fact that it is a win and you are 10-1. Mm-hmm. But, Ted, seemed to be not in approval with some of the things that Coach Kish said there.
Yeah, the tackling was bad. The effort was bad. The, you know, just overall defensive performance is bad. I mean, there's you can't spin this thing positively defensively. Now, you won, you move on, you're 10-1, you got all of your goals still right there in front of you. That's the positive. But you got to get better. You know, the mantra of forget it and drive on, I prefer fix it and drive on, right? Because if you just keep forgetting these things and trying to move forward, you're not ever going to fix anything. Recognize it, realize that it's there, look it in the mirror, and then fix the problem so you can start playing some better defense and making some tackles. You know, we got great athletes on this team. So you can't tell me that these guys – physically are not capable of playing good defense. I don't believe that. We recruit good athletes here. You know, and we've recruited better the last couple of years defensively. So physically we've got the tools to be able to do it. It's just, you know, defense is it's so different than offense because you have to know you're reacting to everything, right? You're reacting to the offense. So you've got to be so prepared that you know all the plays that they run, you know the formations, the shifts, you know what you've given up, you know the problems that you've had, so you have to expect what they're going to do to try and exploit that. You have to understand the game plan, the calls, understand route concepts. There's so much that goes into it that's mental. That's before the physical part. That's before getting off a block. That's before making a tackle on a guy one-on-one or covering a receiver down the field. I mean, you've got to be locked in on the mental part, and I don't see us there. You know, you miss tackles. You miss tackles physically because you can't wrap the guy up, okay? But usually you miss a tackle because you're out of position. You're out of position because you're not lined up properly, because your steps weren't right, because your keys weren't right, and now at the moment of truth, you're out of position. You're late. You're half a step late, and you're lunging and reaching for a guy instead of being in a position to square him up and make a flush tackle. So we missed a lot of tackles, and I honestly think it's because we don't understand the concepts of our defense. We don't understand how offenses are attacking us. We haven't learned from the previous drive. You know, so, I mean, a lot of this with this team is mental. I still think, you know, just to say it again, physically – we have the guys that are capable of playing good defense.
And then real quick, Coach, the whole team, you worry about that mental side of it where if you have a turnover that, you know, you're going to get down because you worry about the defense. How do you keep everyone up then? How much of a challenge is that? Or is it when this offense is as good as it is?
Well, I think, you know, you're trying to protect them from too many injuries in practice, and you should. But by the same token, when you don't execute a tackle like it needs to be made in the game, you're probably not knowing how to do it just the way you should. Teddy's talked about it. It's just really tough to figure out how to deal with. And I don't know what you do. Get films of yourself doing it or not doing it, and come on.
Toby will be back here inside the broadcast booth when we come back as we head down the home stretch of the Bud Light postgame show. Oklahoma wins it tonight over Kansas by a final score of 55-40. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Chevy offers three great trucks, so you can find the right truck to fit your lifestyle. Maybe you want the efficiency of the midsize Chevy Colorado. Check. Or the dependability of Chevy Silverado 1500. Check. Or the towing confidence of Chevy Silverado HD. Check, check, and check. No matter which Chevy truck you choose, there's no wrong answer. Checkmate. Chevy drives Oklahoma. Find new roads.
Hi, welcome to this Subway catering ad. Who should give you the details?
Oh, how about an auctioneer?
Okay, sell us on catering.
Ladies and gentlemen, who's going to start the bidding on our giant subs? Subway to-go meals plus sandwich, cookie, and signature wrap platters. They are perfect for holiday parties, tailgating, and more. Let's open with giant subs. Who wants taste big enough to satisfy 10, 15, 25 of their closest friends? There's one. There's another. I got 3, 4, 5 giant sub orders. Keep them coming. They're going to be great parties right there. Subway, make it what you want. So!
Please allow 24 hours for giant sub orders. Subway to-go meals require minimum order of 8.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Pipes will work perfectly until the moment they don't. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when the usual storms, fallen debris, and sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store. AAA Insurance, official sponsor of OU Athletics.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Sooner Football has been brought to you by Mercy. Your life is our life's work. And by Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, with agents in all 77 counties. Now that's huge. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Snap to Murray. Going to throw it. Looks in zone. Throws in zone. Calcaterra's got it. It's a touchdown. The Cali Kid. 11-yard touchdown pass from Kyler Murray.
Listen to Sooner Sports Talk presented by AT&T with head coach Lincoln Riley. Tuesdays at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue in Norman. We will have a show this Tuesday night of Thanksgiving week. Teddy Lehman will join me for the huddle at 6, the Lincoln Riley Show at 7 at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Sooner Football brought to you by Whataburger. The one and only A1 Thick and Hearty Burger is back, and only at your local Whataburger. Back downstairs, we got one more postgame interview for you. Here's Drew Samia.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. Arguably one of the most consistent offensive linemen in Sooner football history. Gabe Eichard will flex his muscle. You'll fall short of his start record, but come pretty close. Drew Samia joins us. It's kind of crazy to think that was your last home game, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was hitting me a little bit before the game, but, you know, obviously you don't have a lot of time before the game starts. But, you know, once that final snap was taken, just kind of looked over to Ben, gave him a hug, It was a long ride, but it was fun.
Yeah, and again, just getting started.
Yeah.
Big game next week against West Virginia, hopefully Big 12 championship and beyond. Yeah. But what is that relationship like between you and Ben, and how you guys have really anchored down those guard spots for the last couple seasons?
It's been really cool, man. You know, me and Ben came from completely different backgrounds, but we're here in the same spot, here fighting, competing every day. You know, it's just been great having someone, you know, as hardworking as Ben next to me.
Take us through the end of the game when you guys came back in just for a couple of final snaps. You want to be on the field for those final snaps?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we even brought Alex Dalton in for that final snap, too. You know, he deserved to be in there, man. He's been there with us through thick and thin all these years. Ben was getting hit a little bit, but, yeah, it was a good time. I'm glad that he put us in.
All right, positives. Obviously, this team comes away with the win. I know that it wasn't the defensive performance that anyone wanted, but how do you keep the entire team up right now, Drew?
You know, honestly, we just got to focus on what we're doing. If you can't really look over to the other side of the ball and worry about what's going on, because there's literally nothing we can do. All that we can do is make sure that you know, we're being perfect. We're doing what we can, and if we do everything in our power, hopefully good things will happen.
How special is that Kyler Murray back there? I mean, to be able to block for him, no play ever seems to be dead.
Yeah, never. I mean, there's some times where you're kind of blocking, the guy lets up a little bit. Yeah, okay, play is over, and then he takes off. I guess Kyler's back there making some magic. But it's really special blocking for him and blocking for Baker over the past few years.
Yeah, and then I'll let you go on this, and we may have touched on this last time, but as a true freshman, you got thrown out there as a right tackle, getting more comfortable inside. What has that journey been like for you?
It's been tough. I mean, obviously I came in, played right tackle. I didn't think I was ready at that point physically. I was ahead of the game mentally, which is what got me on the field. But from a physical standpoint, I struggled early on. My struggles are well documented. But, you know, moving inside, I feel way more comfortable. Coach B's believed in me this whole way. He saw the player and the potential that I had. And I feel like this year I've started to put everything together.
Congrats on the win, man. Good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Good kid. Great career for Drew Samia, a part of a dominant OU offensive line once again this season. And the thing that strikes me about that interview, Teddy, is when he said, you know, there's nothing we can do about what's going on defense. It's what makes football such a unique sport. In basketball, the same guys are playing offense and defense. In baseball, the same guys are hitting or playing in the field. But in football, you've got two entirely separate teams for the most part.
It's entirely separate. You meet differently. You walk through differently. On a practice field, that's two completely different practices going on. Now, you may meet up for a quick little exchange of a third and long period where you take eight snaps against one another. But other than that, you seriously have two different teams. Now, the guys mingle in the locker room and guys live with each other off campus. But, you know, as far as football goes, you may not see those guys all week or talk to them all week.
Mm-hmm.
It's two separate teams.
And it's got to be maddening when you have a situation like OU has this year. And we've seen it, you know, with we were talking during the break, I think, about LSU in recent years. They've had some great defenses and couldn't put points up on offense. And you're doing all you can on one side of the ball and the other side's. And I mean, the real question with Oklahoma is this year, is their offense so good that they can just keep outscoring teams? And you keep thinking, probably sooner or later not. Probably sooner or later, and maybe it's Friday night, they're going to run into a team that they're not going to be able to just outscore. But
the only
maybe
thing is,
I mean,
the only thing is turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, the killer is turnovers, you know, because no one's going to stop us. Like, they may have a good half against us. They may have a couple of good series, but no one's going to stop us. No one's going to, you know, hold us under, you know, out of the way we're rolling right now, to hold OU under 40 points seems like it's almost impossible. But the turnovers is the real critical factor, because a lot of it's field position. You hand them the ball in a good situation to turn your drive into points for them. So that's the only thing I really worry about. And, you know, the formula, I've talked about it all season, 40 points and beat OU by two in the turnover margin, and you've got a chance.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it is interesting that you almost just got to say, you know what? First team to 100 wins. We're just going to try to – it's not the way we want to win. It's not the way that makes anybody comfortable. But it's what you got this year. We're just going to have to outscore you.
And I think we got caught a little bit in that tonight.
Yeah.
In that last –
instead of just churning
drive,
it out, yeah.
I felt like we should have been trying to get 6 yards a carry, but we took several deep shots. We end up scoring and doing so pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And we give Kansas the ball. They go right down the field, and now they've got an onside kick to force it to a one-score game. So I think we do have that mentality of we're just going to continue to keep scoring as fast as we can.
Take our final post-game timeout, put a wrap on a 55-40 Sooner win tonight in Norman when we come back. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 405-246-0169. That's 246-0169. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
At Cardiovascular Health Clinic, we value our teachers and the work they do for Oklahoma families. That's why we're contracted providers of Global Health and Health Choice, giving us the opportunity to offer most of our outpatient procedures with low or zero out-of-pocket expense for teachers and state employees. Learn more about your benefits and our procedures for leg pain, migraines, blood pressure, osteoarthritis, and many others. Call today or book a consultation online at cbhealthclinic.com. Cardiovascular Health Clinic, healthcare solutions without the scars.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, car wash, detail, and oil change center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
College football fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code COLLEGEFB and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code COLLEGEFB and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code COLLEGEFB.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma Sooners, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you, because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Boomer Sooner.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. We at Whataburger are all about quality. From the time that you hit the door to the time that you leave, because that's what customers expect.
It's always a great experience here, no matter what time of day.
They're always going to be consistent, and you're going to get exactly what you expect every time you come here.
The quality of the food is what makes Whataburger Whataburger.
The first bite makes you feel all warm and happy inside.
Good quality, great service. That's what keeps me coming back.
It's your hometown Whataburger. Quality like no other.
5-4-3 win column. Sooners, game over. Oklahoma improves to 10-1 on the season, 7-1 in the Big 12, and they will play for a spot in the Big 12 championship game on Friday night. Final score tonight in Norman in the home finale. Sooners 55, Jayhawks 40. Final segment from Owen Field of the year. Toby Rowland, Teddy Lehman, Merv Johnson back with you. A quick look at our Janet King clean sweep of scores from around the Big 12. Everything final. TCU keeps their hopes for a bowl game alive. They beat Baylor in Waco tonight, 16-9. TCU and Baylor both with 5 wins, both needing one more to become bowl eligible. OSU now bowl eligible. A 45-41 win over West Virginia today. Cowboys have 6 on the year. Kansas State, Texas Tech, both at 5 wins now after K-State beat the Red Raiders 21-6 in Manhattan today. So we've got four teams that'll be going to the final week of the season looking for one win to become bowl eligible. Of course, the Sooners win here. And Texas beats Iowa State 24-10 in Austin today. Again, if you're joining us late, Texas is into the Big 12 championship game if they beat Kansas next week in Austin. That game is Friday morning at 11 a.m. in Austin. The winner of the OU West Virginia game would face them. Next week's schedule, by the way, those two games. Then on Saturday, K-State goes to Iowa State. OSU will play TCU in Fort Worth. And Baylor and Texas Tech will square off with a bowl game on the line. 2-5-6 teams will meet in Arlington, by the way, next week, looking for a bowl bid. That's your Janna King clean sweep of scores from around the Big 12. Janna King is the king of clean. Coach, time to get out of here. What do you want to say before we leave today?
Well,
isn't this a wild season? We've kind of been talking about it during commercial breaks and everything.
We had
strangest year I think we've had.
We've had so many good things tonight, you know, and the way things went, but we had some really bad things that soured us. And you know you can't go on doing that forever. We've got to get better in some ways, and we don't have a whole lot of time to get that done for next week. But we'll see what happens.
You know, part of the problem this year, Ted, has been just kind of deciphering your own feelings. See, the difference between you and me is I think like 80% of your brain is defense and 20% is offense.
Right.
I'm 50-50. I'm like so every
– No, you're 80-20 offense. You're not 50-50.
Okay, 60-40 maybe. But I'm saying, like, for an OU football fan, for everybody that watches this team, what you see on offense is unbelievable. It's exhilarating. It's
right. It's
record-setting. It's tremendous. And at the same time, what you see on defense moments later is nauseating. It's excruciating. And it's like the offense-defense in the locker room. Only they live in your brain. And if you're an OU fan, it just makes you want to pull your hair out because it's exciting and disgusting at the same time.
Well, and there's a couple of reasons for
disgusting
that.
Disgusting is a bad word. I shouldn't have said disgusting. It's exciting and maddening at the same
time. There's a couple of reasons for that. Number one is the Oklahoma's different than, I don't know, there's 130 Division I football teams. We're different than about 125 in a sense that everyone says it, but the real goal every year is to win a national championship, okay? And the fans feel like you have to have a total team. Now, do you have to have a top five offense and a top five defense? No, I don't think that's the case. But you have to be at least respectable defensively. So I think that's the big wash. It's good enough to beat Kansas. Great. We beat Baylor. We beat Kansas. We beat Oklahoma State, Texas Tech. Those are good, but can we beat Alabama playing defense like this? Can we beat Clemson playing defense like this?
West Virginia and Morgantown.
That's what everyone's worried about. They're not worried about beating Kansas, right? Because that's expected. That's all of this is expected. We're worried about winning against the national powerhouses and worried that the defense isn't going to be good enough. That's the real worry. And the other part of it is the narrative. Like it or not, OU's defense has become a laughingstock. I mean, that's it. That's true. So people are prideful of their team and hate that. And also, we've got the human element on the committee that picks the college football playoff teams. So whenever you've got the human element and the narrative nationally that's, you know, snowballing about, good team, great offenses, but they just don't play defense. At some point, you're not going to get picked for that. Yeah. You know, your resume looks good. You've beaten, you know, whatever teams were ranked here.
It's hard to make an argument they deserve it.
I mean, there was a time period this season where I thought if Michigan loses, we're in. We'll win a beauty contest against Ohio State, Washington State. What? Pac-12? No chance. Well, we were just watching them score 55 points, be up 55-14 over Arizona in the first half. And that team, Washington State plays defense.
Yeah.
They're not Alabama, but they're a good defensive team. So I think that's what frustrates people is, you know, we can beat Kansas, we can beat the Big 12 teams, can we beat Alabama and Clemson playing defense like this? That's the real worry.
Oh, no, I get what frustrates people. It frustrates me.
It's just strange, yeah.
It's just the weirdest thing I've ever seen in a football. The dichotomy of this team is there are always teams every year that play good defense or bad defense or good offense or bad offense. I don't know if there has ever been in the history of college football a more polarized dichotomy in an offensive defense and a football team as this. Because this literally might be the number one offense in the country. And I don't know what it ranks defensively, but it's at the far other end. You know what I mean?
This may be the number one offense in Oklahoma history, which
ever.
Is saying something.
Right.
I mean, you don't just throw that out with the 08 offense and Baker Mayfield's offenses. You know, some of the teams in the 71 offense. So, I mean, to say that is like, and then you compare that with the defense, right. It's the strangest thing.
Strangest thing. It's so weird.
But, and here's the, we're 10-1 right now, and good. We got a shot at the college football playoff. Everyone's upset about the defense, but, you know, it's uneasy. If you were to lose to West Virginia and be 10-2, instead of, dang it, you know, we were close. We had, you know, we were 10-2, didn't quite get it done this year. You feel like if you lose a game this year, it's going to turn into an absolute meltdown.
Well, yeah, kind of, but you already know the changes are coming. If you didn't know changes were coming, it would be more difficult, I think, but you already know changes are on the way. All right, we got to get out of here because we're leaving for Morgantown in just a couple of minutes, I think. Quick look at this week's upcoming Sooner Athletic events brought to you by Red Carpet Charters. Friday, 7 p.m., kickoff in Morgantown, Milan Puskar Stadium. Pre-game show will start at 5 o'clock. It's going to be a fun week. That'll be a big night. Hope you'll join us for the call on Friday. Don't forget Sooner basketball tomorrow, 1 o'clock against Wofford. You can use your football ticket tonight to get into that game for free. Radio coverage starts for you. Kevin Henry joins me for the call at 12:30. This look at upcoming OU athletic events brought to you by Red Carpet Charters. OU has now won 14 straight games over Kansas, 16 straight games in the month of November. They record their 39th 10-win season in program history with a win tonight as well. I want to thank our great crew, Merv Johnson, Teddy Lehman, Gabe Eichert, Chris Plank, Rufus Alexander, Dennis Stats Kelly, our spotter, Greg Tripp Blackwood, engineer and producer, Michael Dean, Tom Shores, our sideline engineer, and Chuck Updegrove running the show for us back in our Sooner Network studio. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU and wants to remind you that together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Final score one final time here from Owen Field in Norman. It was Oklahoma 55 and Kansas 40. Until Friday in Morgantown, this is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner football has been brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.